And it's time now for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. 1,000 members, 4 promises, and 1 purpose for a greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. Get more on them at carolinachamber.org. Talking Hillsboro today, and we are joined on the phone by Hillsboro Mayor Tom Stevens. Mayor, how are you?
I am doing well, and wonderful day, and I do want to make sure I get this out to congratulations to Chapel Hill. I know we're celebrating 200 years here.
Right, also, here for present time. Also tomorrow, right? Yeah, that's the official 200th anniversary. Yeah,
that's right. So from your older little sister,
so you've just got a couple weeks left as mayor. We were just thinking about this earlier today, that come pretty early December, you'll be passing the torch on to Jen Weaver. How are you feeling?
That's right. About 7:15 p.m. on Monday, December 9th, mm-hmm. Approximately.
Give or take.
That's the time. Give or take. That's when the new mayor and, of course, the new commissioners will be sworn in. I will open the meeting, probably say a few words. We'll do the swearing-in ceremony. And at that point, Jen Weaver will take the gavel in the mayor's seat. And I'm sure we'll have a little reception. But essentially, it'll be a very packed business meeting that night, but I will not be part of it other than to get it started. So again, my congratulations to Jen Weaver and the incumbents who were elected in office. And so it's a little bit less than 3 weeks.
Yeah, are you gonna stick around for that business meeting, or are you just gonna pass the torch and say that's it, I'm out?
I believe there's folks who are going to have some celebrations for me. So
okay.
At one of the local establishments. So,
okay.
I'm not feeling the need, and you know, it'd probably be, it feels like it's just much better to sort of vacate. Mm-hmm. I'll certainly be around town and very involved in the arts community and running my gallery and be very, very present. I think, and certainly available to talk, you know, kind of one-on-one with town staff or officials, if I can be helpful just because I have legacy information. But I think when you step out of the role, somebody else steps in, and very quickly the new team will take over, and that is our hometown team, mm-hmm. who will be running the show and will not try to interfere with that. I feel very good that Hillsboro is moving in the right direction. We'll have that solid sense of continuity, but I also believe that we're going to have some fresh ideas and fresh leadership. And so I'm looking forward to that. You asked me how I'm feeling about it. I'm feeling very much at peace. Mm-hmm. Feels like the right thing to do for me. Feels like the right thing to do for Hillsboro. I feel very good about my successor, Jen Weaver, and also very excited about moving forward in my art career. So all things put together, it's all good.
Well, December 9th is the day, and as you mentioned, the swearing-in of new board members as well, and we don't know the identity of one of them yet, but that process is still ongoing to figure out the appointment. So what is the next step in that?
That's right, Aaron. As soon as Jen Weaver essentially is appointed mayor, that means she's vacating her office as commissioner. She served that office for 6 years. That creates a vacancy. We are doing a process to appoint somebody to that vacancy. And we have now 7 applicants for that process. We had, I think, 9 originally. 2 of those have withdrawn mm-hmm. for various reasons. We are going to interview all 7 of those candidates briefly, kind of in 20-minute segments, next Monday on the 25th. This is very similar to what we did the previous time we made an appointment where Matt Hughes was appointed. Our expectation is that we're going to go through all 7 interviews, you know, again, pretty quickly. We'll rely a lot on their written information that is available on the town website for everybody to see. My understanding is most of the candidates have also done interviews on WHOOP and are getting to, you know, out and about and knowing the town, and mm-hmm. there's been some other individual comments. If it seems like the right thing to do, I think the board's intention walking into the meeting is to go ahead and make a selection that night after doing all those interviews, make the appointment, and then that person would be ready to rock and roll, be sworn in on December 9th along with the new group. That would also make them, you know, want to get that appointment done pretty quickly so they can participate in the biannual training that happens for newly elected officials. So there's a reason for sort of keeping this on track if we can. If we can't make a decision on the 25th, that might be made on the 9th or sometime going forward. But I think at this point we will be able to make that decision on the 25th.
Speaking with Hillsborough Mayor Tom Stevens, hillsboroughnc.gov for more information on town government, including info about that meeting that's coming up next week, Monday, the 25th. Also, you can go there for information about, and Mayor, I know you're proud of this, a cool award that the town just won for excellence in financial reporting, right?
That's right. One we've received previously as well. And there's a copy of the citizens report that went out there. You can download that at that same place on the town website. Essentially, we put a lot of effort into our public information, and this is an award from the Government Finance Officers Association for financial reporting. Each year, we make out try to distill what our budget and financial reporting, along with other sort of things that have been happening with the town, and just a quick overview, and put that in a nice document and get it out to people. And we've been recognized for just how comprehensive, how that serves in being able to help citizens understand what the finances of the town are.
Awesome. And again, more on that at hillsboroughnc.gov. Speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens, and we've been talking about upcoming meetings of the board next week, Monday, and then December 9th. But last week at the board meeting, I got a presentation about Orange County working with Eno Mill to create a new art center in town, right?
Yes, one of many presentations we had. It was quite a long meeting, Aaron. We covered a lot of territory. But as you know, we're just very excited about the arts here in Hillsborough and in Orange County, and certainly in the Triangle and in North Carolina. The Orange County Commissioners have recently approved to set aside some funds, working through the Orange County Arts Commission, to acquire some space in the Eno Mill. Hillsborough has two mills: the Bellevue Mill, which is going to be residential, except where Red Eye and Hillsborough Barbecue and that sort of commercial area is. Around the corner from that is Eno Mill, where the Expedition School is, and Gold Park. That Gold Park is the old ball field for that mill. That mill is kind of in transition in some ways. It's always been a lot of different businesses, but now the school is there, the cotton mill, and there's still a lot of empty space in that mill. It's really it's an historic place. It's really ripe for redevelopment. And one of the visions for that is to make it a real center for the arts. Orange County is going to start with creating a number of what are purported to be affordable artist studios. There will be exhibition space and art studios there. And then there will hopefully in the future, if that goes well, this is just dreaming, but there might be additional space for classrooms or it's just this longer vision about a real art center, maybe even some art housing, who knows. But as being an artist, and certainly what I hear from other artists, one of the big needs that we have in Orange County is places for artists to go. Mm-hmm. You know, artists tend to gravitate towards those empty spaces, to the mills, and to warehouses, and that's why you see in warehouse districts and places all these art centers get are the first people to move in. If you go to downtown Nashville, when the entire downtown was boarded up, it was the art galleries and the artists who moved in that really helped spur the rejuvenation. And so being in Orange County, we don't have a lot of those spaces, and so let's make use of what we have and try to create some spaces for artists Hillsboro is already a very recognized arts scene. So I can go on and on. But, you know, it's really exciting.
Yeah, that's a win-win all around. I mean, it's great for the it's great for the local community, local economy, local art scene. And yeah, every time I speak with an artist or I speak with someone about the arts community in Orange County, I always hear the same message, which is, oh, we've got so many artists in Orange County. We just need space to do what we want to do.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. And again, happy to say part of Hillsboro's transformation over the last several decades has been a real art center. You know, we've got this incredible pool of writers who are here. And it might be a good time to mention it's the 10th anniversary of our local bookstore, Purple Crow Books,
awesome.
Which is here, and they've been in business. And how wonderful to have an independent bookstore, and it has one that's just as delightful. And I've been sort of watching on Facebook of all the local writers, and folks have been going in to congratulate Sharon Wheeler. And it really is a not only just a, gee, it's nice we have a bookstore, but a real center where people and the writers and other folks associate. We have similar things for music, you know, lots of live music for visual artists. I've heard recently from a dance group that's kind of interested here. So certainly this is a community that embraces the arts kind of at all levels, from kids to, you know, world-class folks who were established. And so to have places for artists to work and live is, you know, certainly kind of a dream, and we seem to be building on that. One of the things that happened at the last meeting was we have a local citizen who has a historic house, is interested in donating it to the town so it could be an artist in residency program. So in many ways, there's lots that we could do going forward. And so very, very happy with what the Hillsboro Arts Council, the Orange County Arts Commission, local businesses are doing. And it has a pretty significant impact on economic development. So once again, it is all good.
Awesome. And again, hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government. Visit hillsboronc.com for more information on events and happenings around town. Speaking with Mayor Tom Stevens, and we got to wrap up, but other things people ought to know about going on in town?
Well, speaking of arts, a lot of things happening. Noticing a few businesses changing downtown, but the Vibrancy, Antonius is under new business. The Eno Gallery has changed their name, and it will be reopening. A lot of that's going to be happening at our premier arts event, which is the last Friday Art Walk. And that's a good time to mention on Saturday, a Small Business Saturday. Please support your small businesses. Come on downtown. Both the artwork and Small Business Saturday is fabulous because they're just – so much that's just in a couple block area. And then going after that is the holiday parade and the lantern walk, and we'll probably talk about those things next week.
Awesome. And again, hillsboronc.gov for more information on town government. Mayor Tom Stevens, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron. Have a great week.